We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, come on. He's saying forget the money. All right. Just make sure we're clear on that, because we're going to be playing this song as one of our opening hour songs on Friday. Band is called Spearmed, UK band. Song is called We're Going Out. And there is something to do right after work today downtown at Fulton Street. It's the Turn Up, Turn Out concert and rally. It's free. And Dumpster Funk with Ivan Neville and Trombone Shorty will be there along with many others. I'm getting some text here about the text number that you can register to have lunch with Alvin Kamara of the Saints. And I'm getting some people saying that it's not correct, but we just checked it. So this is the information that we have. You text Turnout NOLA, one word, text Turnout NOLA to 33777. And by doing that, you're automatically registering to win lunch with Alvin Kamara, which would be a really cool thing to do. So again, this is the information that we have. If it doesn't work, well, let me know, and we'll see if we can go a little further with this. But the website is actionnola.com/turnout. And this event is about bringing awareness to voting and how important it is to vote tomorrow. And I know there's like so much to do. I mean, the LSU game's not till like after 6. So, you know, you're not going to have LSU to worry about. You can go vote and then, you know, then watch the LSU game. But so many people come up with so many excuses why they don't vote. And I get it that you're frustrated. I get it that you feel like, if I go to vote, nothing ever changes. Well, to some degree, that's true. But I guarantee you, if you don't vote, nothing is going to change. And then there's some other initiatives on the ballot. And I don't tell you who I vote for. Sometimes you think you can figure it out, but I don't tell you who I vote for. That's just my policy. But sometimes I'll support initiatives and be public about that. And I like the initiative from Mayor Cantrell, this is in the city of New Orleans, that would add a tax that tourists would pay. So there'd be no additional tax on people in the city. But tourists would pay an extra tax to give money to New Orleans to take care of infrastructure, drainage, and a lot of things. Because the truth is, we really don't get our fair share. I mean, we may get a fair share, but considering what New Orleans has to deal with and considering what we mean to the state coffers in terms of just general revenue, the city should get more money than it gets from the state. But there are going to be those in the legislature who are really not that crazy about New Orleans. They don't like what goes on Bourbon Street. They don't like what goes on in our city in general. And the state is made up of a lot of different people. And some parts of the state are very, very different from the New Orleans area. So I don't think we get the money we deserve. And it's really easy to say, well, no, New Orleans, you know, they get enough. Well, obviously, we don't. Now, if you ask for your fair share, then as a city, we have a responsibility to spend it properly. And that has not always been done. I want to get one thing out of the way. Since it's a beautiful Friday, I don't want to dwell on this, but it really is it's important. And there's breaking news this afternoon, and I felt like we needed to touch on this because it is important. Fox News' Chris Wallace says that if you're not moved by the testimony of Marie Yovanovitch, then you don't have a pulse. Here's part of what she said about the phone call.
Were you involved in the July 25th Trump-Zelensky phone call or preparations for the call?
No, I was not.
Were you involved in the deliberations about the pause in military sales to Ukraine as the Trump administration reviewed newly elected President Zelensky's commitment to corruption reforms?
For the delay in...
For the pause.
The pause? No, I was not.
All right, so, you know, once again, there's information there that people can take and say, well, you know, this supports my side, whichever side you're on. There was tension in the room. This is the second day of the hearings and the impeachment hearings of President Trump. There was tension in the room between Adam Schiff and Republicans Stefanik and Johnson. And here's part of that tension.
The point of order is, will the chairman continue to prohibit witnesses from answering Republican questions as you've done in closed hearings and as you did this week when you interrupted our questions?
That is not a proper point of order. The gentleman will suspend.
Mr. Speaker,
Chairman, I have a
gentleman is not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order.
The gentleman is not recognized.
I have a point of order, though.
The gentleman is not recognized. I do want to respond. I allowed the ranking member to.
I have a point of order.
The gentleman is not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, there are four transcripts that have not been released.
The gentleman is not recognized.
Nice job. I mean, seriously, you see the problem we have? It's a mess on both sides. And there's no respect. Look, I love competition. And I love compelling, competitive competition, whether it's sports or politics. But this is a blank show. It's an S-word show. It's a circus. In fact, somebody here at the station told me that he's got conservative and liberal friends. Some of his liberal friends are watching the hearings. And every time a Republican asks a question, they turn the sound off. And they just listen for the answer because they don't even want to hear the question or how it's being asked. His conservative friends are doing the same thing. They're watching the proceedings. And every time a Democrat, a liberal, says something, they turn the sound down and they just want to hear the answer. This means that people have already made up their minds how they feel about this going in, and the results don't matter. And you think they don't understand this on Capitol Hill? Again, I feel the need to apologize for talking about this on this beautiful Friday as we head into this, you know, great fall weekend in New Orleans and the Gulf South. But it would be reckless not to at least address some of what's going on here. Fox News host Bret Baier, actually he's more of an anchor, Fox News anchor Bret Baier upset a lot of Fox listeners. They were upset because here's what he said. This was about President Trump tweeting while this woman was on the witness stand. He said, "This whole hearing turned on a dime when Trump tweeted about her in real time. That enabled Schiff to then characterize that tweet as intimidating the witness or tampering with the witness, which is a crime, adding essentially an article of impeachment in real time." So Bret Baier is saying that the president added an article of impeachment during this. And I don't care how you feel about Trump, you should not be in favor of this behavior. This just shows a very irrational side of the president. And I don't know about you, but I don't want the president of the United States, I don't care who he or she is, I don't want that person to appear irrational. I want them to appear in control. Because there's stuff every day that's going to upset you, really upset you. And we just need whoever's in that position to be rational. And I'm, you know, rather than being anti-Trump, I'm just being honest with you. I'm pro-reality. I'm pro what should be. And it bothers me that there are so many people who are just so entrenched in the political tribe supporting Trump that they cannot even admit when he makes a mistake. But there are many Republicans, and many others who do recognize these mistakes. And they're honest enough to admit it. Because if you don't admit some of the blatant mistakes, trying to intimidate a witness during impeachment hearings, adding an article of impeachment to the hearings while this witness is testifying, that's like Napoleon syndrome stuff. That's like not being a bigger person. That's like being a little nitpicking. Well, guess what? So, I mean, I can't be for that. And again, there are a lot of Republicans who are not for that either. And that's good. It doesn't mean you're not going to vote for Trump. It doesn't mean you don't think Trump should be reelected. But if we lose our courage to be honest about the people we like and the people we don't like. And for those who don't like Trump, you have to be honest about the things that he has done that are good. And it's really easy to say, he hasn't done anything good. Or it's really easy to say, everything that he does is good. No, neither of those things are true. And neither of those things were true about George W. Bush, about Barack Obama, or about any politician. But we've reached this point in America where we're so divided that it's like all or nothing. And it shouldn't be that way. Intelligence Committee ranking member, Republican, Devin Nunes from California, had this to say about Democrats and the impeachment hearings.
The Democrats have convened us once again to advance their operation to topple a duly elected president. I'll note that five Democrats on this committee had already voted to impeach this president before the Trump-Zelensky phone call occurred.
Look, I think that's a legitimate point. In the same way that the Republicans need to be honest about Trump, the Democrats need to be honest about whether or not they really believe that they've got a real case here. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of really compelling information that President Trump did something wrong, that he used American tax dollars and the power of the office of the presidency to advance his personal political agenda, his personal political life. And that cannot be tolerated, regardless of who's president of the United States. So, look, there will be another time soon, and maybe it's going to be on Monday, when we'll talk more about this. And I know that you and I disagree on a lot of things. And I know that many of you are hardcore Trump loyalists, and you have a right to be. But I also have a right to point out that nobody's perfect, and that if you can't recognize the human errors in somebody's character, then you lose total credibility with me, thinking and acting like everything the person does is right and is good. And you could come up with your own excuses, but I don't think it's appropriate to support the president of the United States nitpicking with tweets while somebody is on the witness stand trying to intimidate them. And even Fox News is reacting to this, or people on Fox News are reacting to it. And it upsets a lot of people because, again, there's such a lack of respect for the truth and for honesty in this country that people either believe everything or don't believe anything, depending on how they feel about something. When we come back, I want to talk about Election Day, but I also want to talk about the fight that took place in the final seconds of the Thursday night football game last night and what should happen as a result of that. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Well, times have changed, and this is a day that does explain that. It was on this day, November 15th, 1969, Janis Joplin was arrested in Tampa, Florida, for using vulgar, indecent language at her concert. She was released on bond, and the charges were eventually dropped. But the idea that a rock star like Janis Joplin would be arrested for using vulgar or indecent language at a concert shows you how much has changed. And I think in this case, for the better. Because that is protected by freedom of speech. And the government shouldn't tell somebody they can't curse on stage at a rock concert. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. It's Free For All Friday on our show, and one of the big topics this week, we talked about it yesterday, is this continuing battle between baby boomers and millennials. Gen Xers are involved there, too. Gen Xers have their problems with baby boomers, and they've got their problems with millennials as well. But it was amazing how many people responded to that conversation yesterday, and it just goes to show you that there really is a generational war right now, mainly between boomers and millennials, and that's going to be a conversation that we'll carry through the show as time goes on, because that battle is not coming to an end anytime soon. Tomorrow is Election Day in Louisiana. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Should citizens vote even if they don't like either candidate in the race? 67% say yes. 33% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Also on the website, have you ever heard of meatless vegetarian boudin? I had some. Last week at the Boudin Bourbon and Beer Fest put on by Chef Emeril and others, I tasted the vegetarian boudin from Bryston's, and it was awesome. I don't eat red meat. I'm not a fan of. Look, I love the taste of boudin, but I'm not crazy about all the meat that's in there. So this vegetarian boudin was just incredible. A little spicy, a little sweet. It was kind of perfect. Anyway, we've got the video of that actually happening. Meatless boudin. The video is on our website at WWL.com. Let me get to a few of your calls, and then I want to get into this fight that took place in the final seconds of Thursday Night Football last night. And the NFL has suspended Browns defensive end Myles Garrett indefinitely. So he's out for the rest of the season. But after that, we don't know. What should happen? And did you see that? If you missed it, we're going to play the play-by-play announcers reacting to it when it happened, and then we'll talk about it. From Thibodeau, Brian, welcome to WWL.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Brian.
I was listening to you earlier, and you talk about prejudice. Mm-hmm. Prejudice is like a seed that's planted in the ground. If you don't water it and feed it, it won't grow. And until America as a whole starts standing up for against prejudice, it's going to continue to grow. And that's what's happening now. It's getting worse. It used to be just blacks. When I come up, it was always black and white thing. Now it's Mexicans and, you know, Hispanic, Vietnamese, Hispanics, everything, you know. It's everybody. It's everybody in them. Put it like that. Yeah. It's everybody in them. And it's wrong. But if we as a country feed it, it wouldn't grow. Stand up against it.
You know, Brian, it's almost as if there are people that don't want it to go away. It's almost as if like this has become a recreational sport for them. And there are some people who actually make money as a result of racism.
Exactly. I'll give you a story and then I'll let you go. My dad was the first to go to E.D. White High School. He played football, basketball, I want to say track or either baseball, but he lettered in all three of them. But it was a football game going down to South LaFourche. And they threatened to do X, Y, Z. I don't remember exactly what it is. And the coach went up in the and asked them about it, what they wanted to do. And everybody said, let's go down there. If they bring that in down there, they're going to do X, Y, Z. But the team stood up together. And went there anyway. Yeah, they got beat and everything else. You never hear about this story. But if I wouldn't say nothing about it. But the bottom line is that they stood up to it. And eventually, you notice as time went on, it started getting away from us. Now it's starting to come back because, they got, like you said, they got people that are feeding into this.
No, it's true, Brian. That's a compelling story, and I appreciate you sharing that with us, and I hope you have a great weekend. You know, it is Friday, so I don't want to get too serious, but this was part of a conversation that I had with Ivan Neville, who was in the studio with me for part of the first hour. And Ivan Neville with Dumpster Funk is with Tom Bone Shorty and a couple of others, and there's a big rally, Get the Vote Out concert. It's free at Fulton Street from 6 to 9. Should be a great evening for that. Sweater, jacket, or somebody to hug should be great. I'm sure there'll be food available and drinks available in the area. It's Turn Up and Turn Out, Dumpster Funk, Trombone Shorty, and that starts about 6 o'clock at Fulton Street this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From St. Tammany, Jerry, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Scoot. I wanted to add to the comments you made regarding Democrats, the Republicans, the impeachment, and President Trump. Scoot, I think one thing that you have to consider and tell us as the people listening to your show is You can't take what's occurring today out of the greater context, which is this. We went through an election process in this country. We've done it every 4 years since we became our own country. And whether people like it or not, when President Obama was elected or when President George was elected, Bush, Clinton, or now Trump, the fact is, today, as in President Obama, we have a duly elected president. The difference is that what occurred before the swearing-in day was that the intent towards impeachment had already begun in the National Democratic Party. And I say the National Democratic Party because I'm sure there are citizens all over this country who are good Republicans and good Democrats who have no control over what began the day after the election 3 years ago in November. And then on the day that the president and vice president were sworn in, 6 or 7 blocks away, cars were being burned in this country where elections have occurred for over 200 years. And what you've missed is to take this impeachment out of the context of whether you're a Democrat or Republican, if you're fair-minded. This country has been tied up for the last 3 years by the National Democratic Party in the word impeachment. We've been completely tied up. They duly are the majority party right now. And while I'm not a fan of Representative Pelosi, I recognize that she is duly the Speaker of the House. But the House of Representatives, their duty is not 3 years of impeachment intent. Their duty is three years, whether it's a Republican House or a Democratic House, to do the work of the people in moving this country in laws forward. And I'm a baby boomer. I have never seen under any president less get done by a branch of government, namely the Congress, namely the House of Representatives.
Well, and but oh, look, come on. Both sides are at fault here.
No, come on.
No,
I
both
said the Republicans were in charge and the Democrats were in charge.
Yeah, and nothing gets done.
Just don't tell me to come on. I'm from St. Tammany Parish. We have a different view than you have. We have a
wait a minute. No, you are not about to speak for all of St. Tammany Parish, Jerry, because you don't.
Well, you've been speaking for all of New Orleans and your whole
city. No, I speak for this show.
No,
I don't speak for the city of New Orleans.
Microphone.
I speak for the show. You do not speak for all of St. Tammany Parish. I'm sorry, but you don't.
Of course I do not, but neither do you.
I don't. I never pretended to. You're talking about something that you're saying because of who you are in St. Tammany Parish. This is the way St. Tammany Parish feels. You would be surprised at how many liberal views I get from St. Tammany Parish and from St. Bernard Parish and from Marrero.
Sure.
And from Araby.
I have not been disrespectful.
I'm not. This is not disrespectful.
You started your answer with, yes, you did. You started your answer with, oh, come on.
Because
that is not the way to start an answer to a respectful comment I made.
Come on, Jerry. You're being a little sensitive here.
No, I'm not being sensitive.
You're being overly sensitive. You've said a lot. Let me respond. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
You said a lot.
Respond respectfully, please.
Come on. I always do. Well, not always, but
come on.
A lot of times
on.
I do. Come on.
Please, come on.
All right, look, I agree with you that the Democrats have not served their party well by appearing to be going after every little thing the president does. However, just because somebody is duly elected doesn't mean that they're not accountable for their behavior. And I don't know how this is going to end. I haven't predicted how these impeachment hearings are going to end. There's some really compelling testimony out there. And if the president did what he's accused of doing, he should be punished. If the Democrats are just looking for a way to impeach him for frivolous reasons, then they should be exposed for that.
They're being exposed for that.
Okay.
Because it was stated, and I'll look back at it, when the Republicans were in charge, and this is not about Republican or Democrat, it's about the actions that are occurring in this country, which is what you've been speaking about. The reason there's such a divide in this country is because we have not, as a country, wholly accepted the results of an election.
That's not true.
That is the
that's your opinion, but I don't think that's true.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know of any other election where cars were being burned during the
you think that's not the only thing that defines accepting or not accepting an election. I think that was horrible behavior, and I was critical of that right after it happened,
well,
and I'll be critical of it again today.
Let me just say, today what I heard was, ma'am, were you on the phone calls? No.
Jerry, look, let me explain something to you, but I've got to get to a break here. No, don't tell me no, Jerry, because I've gone way over a break to be respectful to you, and now you're going to listen to this. I don't speak for anybody except myself. This is a radio talk show, and it may piss you off a little bit that I don't agree with you or that I'm on the air in a station that penetrates St. Tammany Parish and you don't agree with my opinions, but that's not up for you to decide. This is a country where we have free will and freedom of speech, and I can have any opinion I want, and I allow people like you to get on the air and express their opinions and disagree with me. But I don't speak for anybody except myself. This is a talk show, and that's it. I'm not passing laws. I'm not interpreting laws. I'm not running for office. I am a talk show, and if that's something that you don't, if you don't understand the concept of a talk show, that falls on you, not me. And I have to get to a break here.
Big deal.
Have a good weekend. This is a talk show. And if you don't like the opinions, okay, why don't we do this? Why don't I express no opinions whatsoever? And then let's get all the Republicans and the Democrats to get together and say that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity can no longer express their opinions. What is it about opinion-driven talk radio that so many Americans, so many people who claim to be patriotic Americans, do not understand? What is it about the First Amendment that you do not understand? This is a free market society. And this is a talk show. And we talk. And the main thing that you're going to get from me is honesty. I will be honest with you about my feelings and my opinions, and you have a chance to call up and agree or disagree. And right now, I would like to dedicate this song to anybody that you decide you want to pick out. Pick out somebody on Capitol Hill. And we did this earlier this week, but I want to do it again. We're dedicating this song to the person that you have in mind that's on Capitol Hill, because there are a lot of them up there who are fools. I'm Scoot. I'll be right back on WWL. Well, one good thing we can talk about in the next hour, Saints in Tampa Bay against the Bucs. Are they going to bounce back? Yeah, I think so, but I didn't think they would lose to the Falcons. Also, LSU plays Ole Miss. Is LSU going to continue on their crusade? And will Joe Burrow continue on his crusade to win the Heisman Trophy and maybe be the number one draft pick in the NFL? We'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. From New Orleans, Larry, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thank you for taking my call. I got something to get off my chest, bud.
Okay.
I'm going to take LSU. I'm going to take Saints. That's beyond the point, but this guy Jerry's off the chain, man. I love your show. I love New Orleans. But if that had been me, I'd have pushed that button and say, goodbye, Jerry. Let's talk about something that you know about.
Well, Larry, I mean, I appreciate the comment. I get those calls all the time. It's part of the appeal of this show. And if I controlled opinions, callers like that would never make it on the air. Never. If I didn't want to allow myself to get emotional sometimes because I disagree with somebody, then we would control the content of the show. And we don't. And virtually anybody can call. As long as you are cohesive, there are a few people that we don't let on because they just, well, let's just say they're not really all together. But I'm getting a lot of text about that caller from St. Tammany Parish, from people who say, like this one, hey, Scoot, I'm a Republican from St. Tammany, and this guy is a blank bag dealing with a feminine hygiene product. So my point is, I really did get upset when he was trying to make it seem as if he's from St. Tammany and St. Tammany thinks differently than me. That's not true. Factually, that is fake news. And I wasn't going to let that happen. I agreed with him on some things about the Democrats and just look, President Trump asks for it. He goes out of his way to create controversy in the media and with Democrats. No other president has gone to this extent. So in the media, in politics, we have to react to it. But the Democrats have not helped their party in the way they've handled things. And I agree with that. And I don't know how this is going to play out. But this may not play out the way they want it to. It seems to me like the Democrats are fighting right now because President Trump's not going to be removed from office. But it seems like they're positioning themselves so they can go into the 2020 election year by saying President Trump was impeached. Well, Bill Clinton was impeached, but he wasn't removed from office. Nixon was about to be impeached, and he resigned. And for those who think that, why doesn't Congress do other work? Congress is doing other work. There are countless committees, countless things going on Congress. What you're seeing on television, why do you think that's the only thing that's going on in Congress? It's not. And you know why that's on the news? You know why they're carrying that wall-to-wall live when it's on? Because they think that's what you want to see. And you're watching and you're commenting, so they're right. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Happy birthday today to Petula Clark. If you're a baby boomer, you might remember her on the Ed Sullivan Show. She's 87 years old today. And a lot of people were introduced to this song from that episode of Seinfeld when George was trying to get a hint on, you know, what his boss really wanted him to do. And think of the song Downtown. You got to go downtown. But, hey, this was a big hit back in the 60s. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, we're out of time this hour. I went on. You know what? A guy accused me really essentially of just not giving him enough time. I gave him plenty of time, so we're running a little bit late here. You know, if you're on hold, stay with us. It's a beautiful Friday. We're heading into the weekend. I am going to talk about that fight at the end of Thursday Night Football, but I will get to your calls, and I'll get to more of your text. Here's a text that says, I'm independent. Why badmouth the Democrats for attempting to bring him to justice? I'm not badmouthing them for that. And I've said many, many times that regardless of the Mueller report, if the president did something that is worthy of impeachment, then this needs to be flushed out. And if he's guilty of using his office for personal political gain, he needs to be punished. And any president needs to be punished if they do that. And nobody gets the exception. I'm Scoot. We're coming back with more on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.